While the insurgency in Iraq rages on in the predominantly Sunni Muslim areas north and west of Baghdad, the situation in the Shiite cities of the south is somewhat calm. It's a big change from last spring, when militiamen loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr rose up against the U.S. occupation. NPR's Philip Reeves traveled to Najaf in the south, and he found the residents of that holy city restless and uneasy, but he also found signs of political change.
Fate's not been kind to Najaf lately. The city's seen bombings, assassinations, firefights. US-led forces gathered around its edge in a standoff with the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia. But now, say residents, it's calming down. And they say it's changing. Now, policemen in gleaming new police cars with guns, flak jackets and bullhorns stand guard at the city's entrance. Among them, Sergeant Ali Abadi.
A lot of supplies are coming to the police force. The Minister of Interior and the coalition are providing now not just light weapons and even heavy weapons. It makes us more confident that we are able to face any militias or terrorists.
The size and quantity of guns are issues that matter here. The sergeant says insurgents are still seeking to attack his men.
They try to infiltrate the city, but mostly the night checkpoints and the night patrols capture them. In Najaf, we have a 24-hour patrol process in all of Najaf.
Morshid Ghazi supplies cigarettes to Najaf's storekeepers. He says he has a feel for the city's pulse because he deals with its traders every day. That pulse has altered, he says, since the installation of the interim Iraqi government, led by a Shiite prime minister, Iyad Alawi. Najaf's business community is sick of the insurgency in the Sunni heartland, he says, and so is he.
When they do car bombs against Iraqi police or Iraqi military and kill Iraqi people, then that's not resistance. I mean, if they want to go and face the Americans, they can go and face them. They don't have to kill the Iraqis.
Like many businessmen in Najaf, Ghazi must drive to Baghdad to get his supplies. This used to be an easy 2-hour car ride up the highway. Now it's one of Iraq's most dangerous routes, plagued by roadside bombs, insurgent ambushes, carjackers and thieves. Munaf al-Assam, a general trader, frequently uses this route.
Yes, I faced a lot of problems on the way. You know, there are gangsters that steal and hijack cars, and one of our cars was stolen on the road. Most of the gangsters who, you know, the material gains is the most important thing to them.
Assam is also an official with the Najaf Chamber of Commerce. He says the city's bedeviled by widespread unemployment, interminable electricity cuts, and the absence of many thousands of religious tourists. But he also says it's suffering from a more lasting case of economic isolation.
For 35 years, or more than 35 years, Iraq has been into a blockade inside and then afterwards outside, from outside. No contact with the outside world. We don't know anything about the development and technology outside Iraq. We need to see more. We need to be more aware of what is happening outside.
There's another issue no one here can avoid. In the middle of Najaf stands its jewel, the glorious domed shrine of Imam Ali. 4 months ago, the surrounding alleys and lanes were taken over by the Mehdi army, the banned militia loyal to the young radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Under a ceasefire deal, Sadr's men no longer openly bear arms. The Iraqi government's maneuvering to bring him into the political mainstream. But the Mehdi men still control the area around the shrine. In the doorway of a small mosque several hundred yards away, men leading prayers are clearly uncomfortable discussing the militia's presence. But the men with the gleaming new police cars are not nearly so shy. Sergeant Abadi says he and his men have no intention of having anything to do with Sadr's army.
The city is now under the control of the police and the police force. We don't have any cooperation with them, and we will not do any cooperation with them because we are the law enforcing force, and they are militias, so they're outlaws. You know, they're not legal.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.